Go back and call the police.
What's happened?
Maggie, she's dead.
A brand new drama coming to Channel 5, starring Bertie Carvel.
I'm Chief Inspector Dalgliesh.
Based on the best-selling detective novels by P.D. James.
Until we know more, we're treating this as an unexplained death.
You don't seriously see me as a suspect, do you?
If you did it, there will be evidence, and I will find it.
Dalgliesh starts the 4th of November at 9 on Channel 5. Also stream on My5.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Yeah, you did laugh hard on that podcast. What was that? What was that over? Oh, he was doing a Ryan Sickler impression.
Oh my God, dude.
Why did that get you so hard?
Because, one, I was really
Why did it make you laugh so? Why did it make you laugh?
No.
I just realized the way I said that.
Yeah, but, you know, I went right with it.
I don't ever want to get to a point to where I don't say something like that that sounds like a sophomore childlike wiener joke and not stop to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
The same way I don't want to not laugh if someone farts in an elevator.
I
definitely will close my mouth, but like
this time.
Yeah,
I won't make that mistake again. That's one of those mistakes you make one time and you're like, yeah, mental note.
What would you rather have happen?
Oh, no.
Everyone in the elevator, it's 20 people in the elevator. Everyone farts at the same time and your mouth has to stay open for 19 floors.
Mm-hmm.
Or Or, I was just about to say something really awful, like, or you get hit by
more,
a train.
Or worse,
you know,
than
what I'm
the
saying?
Fart in the mouth?
Well, something
you're
equal.
Like something awful.
I'm trying to
not
find
something real.
No, something that's equivalent, but not an obvious choice, like, or get hit by a train. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
clearly
right,
you take
right,
the farts, right? Because
right.
You probably don't come out of that if you get hit by a train. You can live to tell about a fart elevator swallow story.
I mean, that depends on what it does to your tongue and mouth in general. With your mouth open? You know what? Here's what gets me right away, because I'm claustrophobic. If you had just said 20 people in an elevator, I'd have been like,
sans farts, you're still freaking out.
Whatever else you are picking is what I
okay.
Say.
Well, then here we go.
Besides train.
You trapped in an elevator with 20 people that all fart at the same time.
Okay.
Your mouth has to stay open for 19 floors. Okay. Or you're in an elevator with 30 people. No farts. You can do whatever you want with your mouth. And it's only 5 floors.
By the way. It sounds real dirty when you say you can do whatever you want with your mouth.
By that, I meant you can keep it closed.
I know. I didn't know you could blow.
Just say that, man.
Yeah, you can blow. You basically, that's the
you
nice
can
way.
Blow bubbles. You can let bubbles blow you. Oh, it's an elevator full of clowns, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, dude. By the way, let me remind me to tell you my clown story.
And we're off.
I've missed talking to you, dude.
I mean, on. Truly one of my faves. I mean, you know, you just coming out to LA and walking up the hill here to the podcast studio, I just got real excited.
Yeah.
There's certain, and I was talking to my fiance about this. I go, the amount of days that we both share a very similar sentiment to like loving what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And on stage, off stage, trying to take control of having the most fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, life, there's better days than others. There's things to get frustrated with, stressed about. You've minimized that big time, I think, by going to Nashville.
Big
you told
time.
Me many times.
Yep.
And I believe it because I just see it in the influx of content, material, and also just to see. Also, when I know someone is for real, genuinely that stoked about their life and what they get to do and how they approach it. And I see it even if I pop in on a live, on a Facebook live, and I see you laughing hard. It's not manufactured.
No.
And you can't be having that laugh that wholeheartedly. I'm real surprised I'm being this articulate with how baked I am, by the way.
Yeah,
so I just want to give myself a real quick
attaboy.
Pat on the back.
Yeah.
This pat on the back moment brought to you by
Weed.
But But when I see you laugh like that and mean it, I go, everything leading up to that, you can't be having a shit day and then go, all right, let's fucking, I got to do the podcast now, and then respond like that. If things prior, at least 5-6 hours back, have been going according to plan enough to where you can, it fuels you into that moment to where you're laughing like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, man. I'll tell you the
biggest good times thing. Fuel the good vibes fuel the good times.
100%.
Write that down.
And so we'll make a t-shirt. by the way.
Anyway.
Here's what happens. When I went out there, I hadn't realized that I had really lost a piece of myself out here. And by the way, I'm not a dude who left California with both middle fingers up. I'm not that guy.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I know a bunch of people left, like, fuck that place. I really like it here.
Yeah.
It was just time.
Yeah.
It was just time for a change, time for new energy. But you know what I don't do nearly as much there?
What's that?
Compare myself to other people.
Fuck, that is the worst game of all time.
Dude, which is why I feel more like myself, because I didn't come here. I never did that.
Yeah.
But just being here, you're surrounded by other people and what their success or their whatever, no matter what's happening in your career and no matter how good it is, you're always like, but that guy's got, or that girl's.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
When did that start? When did people start? Like, were there cavemen that were compared? Like, oh, that guy's fucking
cave.
That guy's, look at his cave. It's huge. He knows 8 letters.
100%.
I don't know. He doesn't wear.
Yeah.
Because didn't cavemen wear like things?
His wife doesn't punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. There is no doubt that there's always been envy is just part of the deal.
Envy's part of the deal, man.
And when I went to whatever it was, but getting there just let me hit a reset button.
Yeah.
And you're right, dude. But I see so many similarities in you and I, especially in like performing.
Mm.
We do a little bit of everything.
Yep.
But we like to, your content too, it's constant.
Just constant. I mean, half of it is to keep your anyone that's trying to follow your shit engaged, and then also to just feel the fire
and have fun. Yeah.
And fucking try to make people laugh.
That, by the way, this special that came out today,
titled
Here for the Fun.
Great title.
Is more me than any for so many. You know how I loved streaming live.
Yeah.
All my shows I like to stream live.
Why is that?
I love the excitement of not being able to go, oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Whoa. Yeah. Also, I think people, which is why they still go to live comedy, still go to see the movie live, want to watch the game live versus tape it.
Yep.
It's like,
they type live instead of love.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the time.
Fucking, the I don't know what's going to happen is like, well, you can't ever replace it.
No. You know, that's one of the reasons, like when I would, like last night I did a high live and I took mushrooms. I took 2 grams of mushrooms.
Holy
shit. I think
shit.
200 milligrams of edibles and I smoked.
Fuck, you do this. Last time I was with you and you did mushrooms in the backyard of your place here before you moved.
Oh yeah.
Remember? And I thought like the wind was a wolf, I think. No, a palm tree was rustling. And I thought it was a bear. Regardless.
Because the backyard was not a whole lot bigger than this. And you were like, I think there's a bear.
There were a lot of sounds.
Yeah, it was just wind.
I don't have a backyard. I want one. I have a lot of respect for people that have a yard. That to me says a lot of...
Definitely no bear. There was no bear in West Hollywood. Not the kind you were thinking about anyways.
Nope. When you first get a yard, does it open? Does you go, fuck yeah, I got a yard. I got a backyard hang. But does it open your brain up to being more scared of the opportunity of... You know those videos where like, today on the 5 o'clock news, a bear climbed into some lady's backyard and chased her into the pool. And thank God that bear couldn't swim. It was a, you know.
I by the way, are you listening to news from the 40s?
Yeah. I only YouTube clips from the 40s to see what was going on. Because I can't handle today's news, man.
I'm not, you know, the backyard for me, honestly.
It's zen.
Yeah. It's a good, I've probably peed in every backyard I have. I think.
That's a great...
I think I have peed in every backyard.
Girls, start doing it too. We don't care. Because it's one of the simple pleasures of life. As a guy, to be able to pee wherever.
Beth,
parks, where there's kids around.
Probably not good.
Yeah, just because like, don't even give yourself the opportunity for a kid to see something they shouldn't see that's not on their parents.
I mean, here's the deal. Is your backyard...
That sounded better in my head.
And this is why you don't stream live.
Or at the park. Yeah.
I but the backyard is like, and Bethany, she was like, she came out, she goes, "Are you peeing in the backyard?" And I was like, "Yeah." She goes, "You know there's a bathroom."
Hilarious.
Right there.
And she's not wrong.
No, but you know what I said? There's also a bathroom right here.
Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Mother Nature is just like, this is one of the perks.
Yeah, not for Mother Nature.
No.
Mother Nature's like, you know, there's
the
a bathroom.
The amount of piss Mother Nature's just absorbed. She is like,
she's full. I mean, what happens to that, by the way?
I don't know. Piss evaporates, right?
I mean,
like, you know how they say, like, if you, back to swallowing farts, like, there are, like, poop particles. That
I never
you
answered
can get,
your question.
You can get sick. Let's go back to it. And then we're going to come back to the special. Because okay. I want to know in the backyard, how many ideas do you get that you end up taking to the stage? We'll put a pin in that question, and we'll be right back. We'll keep it here. Josh.
That's one of my favorite one of your bits, by the way. That one, and you know what else I love? Not with that attitude.
Yeah, dude, I'll never stop saying that.
That one is it's one of the few that I won't even, like, there are times where I think it in my head.
I'll say it.
No. That's so, it's for me, that one is 100%, not with that attitude, is one of my favorites.
Yeah, and I've used it sometimes in serious moments to, like, my nephew when he, like, I asked him to, like, do something. And he was like, "I can't do that." And I was like, "Hey, not with that attitude." And like, with a lot of sincerity. And yeah. He was like, he sort of looked up and he was like, "Fuck you, Uncle Adam."
And you were like, "Definitely not with that
attitude." Yeah. Yeah. He curses a lot, though.
Does he?
Yeah. What did you do with kids in your life when they cursed?
How old is he?
7.
Nah.
It's too early.
Yeah.
I remember cursing
for my kids.
12, and a kid in the neighborhood being like, "You curse too much." And I was definitely, it made me realize, oh, I was doing it to sound cool. Like, I was like, "Yeah, we gonna get some motherfucking gum later." And he was like, "All right, man."
Yeah.
He was like, "You don't need to curse. You sound like an idiot." And I was like, "Oh."
I had 3 older brothers, so there was a lot of cursing.
Yeah.
But not in front of my parents.
No, because they just,
that would not
whip
have
you.
Been not have been a good situation.
They'd belt you?
Would they cut me?
Belt you?
I was like, yeah, my dad had a shank.
Were they belt you?
No, I never got belted. Nice. Did you get belted?
I think I got spooned.
That sounds cuddly. Oh, that kind of, like a wooden spoon. Oh, I thought you meant your mom kind of came in behind you and spooned you. That would have been super uncomfortable. Yeah. I would rather get hit with the wooden spoon than have whenever I was in trouble, my mom would.
Can you imagine anticipating that spoon and it's really just a smack on the ass with a soup? Fucking.
But what can you spoon? Imagine if every time your mom was mad at you that night when you went to sleep, she came in and spooned with you?
I mean, dude, that's the type of relationship that you only hear about in movies.
That, by the way, that happens to someone who was breastfed until they were 8.
That happens, by the way.
What?
Oh, dude, don't make me oldest person who got breastfed. Where are they now? Search.
Please do. Is that a thing?
Oldest person to get breastfed. Fed. Who? What's the oldest breastfed person?
Can I guess?
15 women who broke breastfeeding records.
Hold on, can I? Let me guess. Oldest person to be breastfed. Well, I have to go now. Get the fuck out. There's no way you could breastfeed into your 60s. Okay?
Agreed.
Okay. 50s puts the kid at like 30-something. Mm-hmm. Because I'm assuming it's a close gap, like that the woman started early.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, how old was the kid or how old was the woman?
Well, oh my God. Lynn Stuckey is a single mother. She has one child, a little boy named Kyle.
Hold on. So am I guessing the age of the kid or the mother?
I think I don't have the mom's age.
Okay. I say.
But this story takes a turn.
He breastfed until he was 17.
So we need to find that. I've been distracted because we're on another story about a woman who breastfed a kid till he was 5.
Oh, that's not that.
But a babysitter of his called child abuse hotline on the mom, and the babysitter claimed that Kyle told her he was still breastfeeding even though he wanted to stop. He claimed that his mother wouldn't let him quit breastfeeding, according to abcnews.go.com. Stuckey denied the allegations as the mom that she forced her son to breastfeed, but she did not deny that she still breastfed. Kyle was taken away from his mother and placed in foster care. Kyle spent 6 months in foster care and was reunited with his mom after many evaluations and counseling sessions. Stuckey, the mom, does not feel like she did anything wrong and she wanted to let Kyle continue nursing until he was ready to wean himself.
Wait a second. Who cares where the kid gets his milk from? It's not, if I made my kid drink almond milk.
Yeah.
I mean, and the kid didn't want to drink almond milk.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, look,
take
I think
him away.
If look, if it's true, it's kind of fucked up. But like,
oh man,
it's still her kid, man. You know what I mean?
Right, but you're not sucking an almond's titty. That's the difference.
You're not sucking an almond's titty. That's
a good t-shirt right there.
Okay, here's a 9-year-old. Here, why I breastfed my 16-year-old?
There it is. Jackpot. 17. Why I breastfed my 16-year-old?
Yeah. Wow.
What? Let's read. Let's.
Let me just scan it. When I was my son turned one, my friends and even my own mother asked if I was planning to stop breastfeeding. I said, of course not. When he turned two, same questions. 3, 4, 5, 6. I still felt the magic of breastfeeding and still had no impulse to end that feeling. 16 years after the birth of my son, I still feel the same way. Gross.
What? Wait, what are you telling me right now?
She's 16. Pumping, right? I am now the mother of a brilliant, compassionate, creative, handsome. You cannot fucking assess your kid's attractiveness when he's sucking on your titty and he can also drive.
Yeah, man.
He is not angsty, no. Does not slam the door to his bedroom and blast loud metal music, doesn't do drugs, doesn't drink alcohol, and the way he sucks my tit
is great.
Hey, Tony the Tiger, something else is feeling pretty great about now. There ain't a boy sugary flakes. I'm close to my son than I could ever imagine.
Yeah, no
being.
Shit.
So will I
he
stop?
He looks into your eyes when he sucks your tit.
Do you think he ever just goes, sorry, Mom, and talks? You don't want to hear them talk.
No.
If you can say words, if you say anything other than, yeah.
Let me
and,
just tell you right now. If you can say, hey, I'm hungry.
And mean it.
Whip out that titty.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Then you, wow. It's too old. Yeah. By the way,
that's
also
an insane article.
If you're sucking on other titties, if you're old enough to be sucking on other titties uh-huh. that don't have milk coming out of them, uh-huh. you shouldn't then also be, do you know? Although maybe he's got real strong bones. Which prison is he in now?
Thank God that there's, yeah, I close the article. That kid's prop, that you don't go on to do amazing things after that, right? Just the way that like kids who butt chug in college, who flip upside down and pour like cough syrup into their assholes.
Yeah.
I knew you knew, just for the viewers. Butt chugging is something that's happening out there. No one butt chugs and then goes on to like, hey, work at Microsoft now.
Dude.
Damien's, dude. Yeah, that was the past, man.
No.
No, that's a wrap.
Tell me the first person. What's the conversation? You be the first person who you think of butt chugging and you have to tell somebody your idea.
Oh, I came up with it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, who's the first person that we know that you think has butt chugged? Say it on the count of three.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's crazy I heard that question.
I'll do that and then you do the other one, right? Okay.
One, two, three.
Earl Skakel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say Sandy Danza, but in college.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think Earl probably last week.
Can you imagine? Apparently he gets into your bloodstream that faster.
I had a buddy of mine who put alcohol.
Oh, did it
in a? He would like a vodka soaked tampon and put it in his butt.
In a tampon?
Yeah, soaked it up, and he would put it in there. He worked in New York
because he didn't want to
drink at work.
He wouldn't drink at work,
oh, right?
So he'd go into the bathroom
and he
wet a tampon.
I don't. Yeah, I think he did one on the way into work, and then I think he did one midday.
You're just holding a tampon on your butt for hours?
I mean, listen, I never really asked him anything besides why. And yeah.
Fair.
And then after that, I was like, okay, I don't really need another. I don't need to know any of the other.
Interestingly enough, I don't have any follow-ups.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
You.
You know, this is a quick conversation. We never need to talk about it again. Do you know what I mean? Don't tell me when you're doing it. I definitely don't look at me. If he told me it was in and we were together, all I'd be thinking while I was talking to him is, this dude's got a tampon soaked.
Yeah.
In his butthole.
And he tries to like go on with normal conversation.
Well, he does. He went
just,
to work.
He's just like, oh, that reminds me. My friend's dad might have
and
a hookup
like,
for the game. You're like, dude, stop.
What are we doing?
Stop. Is a tampon in your butt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can't not think about that while I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
That's on you, man. That sounds like a personal problem.
No.
It's not.
No, it's 100% on you.
It's all you.
Yeah. Because if you hadn't told me,
I wouldn't be thinking about
not
it
at all.
And you could go on having this conversation.
But do you have to wear a diaper? Is there a drip?
Survey says.
Yes.
I think there's heavy drip.
Heavy drip.
heavy drip
is a terrible rap name.
It's a guy who wears tampons in his butt filled with alcohol to get his to get his, that's like his closer or his opener.
A heavy drip.
And then he takes it out and he throws it into the crowd.
But heavy drip's not a...
Sorry.
It's just Steve-O. Yeah.
What was that?
I'll go check. Oh, damn it. It's a burglar. I wish we had some sort of security home protective system. Well, there's big news from my and your favorite home security company. SimpliSafe just launched their new wireless outdoor security camera. That's right, SimpliSafe, the system that U.S. News and World Report names best home security system of 2021, just got even better. This brand new outdoor security camera is engineered with all the advanced tech and security features you want and need to help you keep you and your family safe. But what if somebody breaks in and steals my cereal? Well, Gramps, it's got an ultra-wide 140-degree field of view so you can keep watch over your entire yard. Well, they're not going to steal cereal in my yard. Let me finish. It has a 1080 HD resolution with an 8x zoom. That means you can zoom in and clearly see things like faces and license plates to capture critical evidence. I love critical evidence. It has a built-in spotlight with color night vision so you can keep an eye on what's going on day and night. It's super simple to set up and usually takes just minutes. And it has an easy-to-remove, rechargeable battery, so it doesn't need an outlet and can go anywhere on your property. My wife needs that. She has so many things she plugs in. I won't tell you what some of them are, but they rhyme with dildo. I'll take it from here, Gramps. This camera has it all, and it integrates with your SimpliSafe home security system, extending its protection to the outside. Together, it means every door, window, and room are protected, and now your property will be too. To learn more about this exciting new SimpliSafe wireless outdoor security camera, visit simplisafe.com/about. What's more, SimpliSafe is celebrating this new camera by offering you, our ALN listeners, 20% off your entire new system and your first month of monitoring services free when you enroll in interactive monitoring. Again, that's simplisafe.com/about for 20% off your entire new system and first month of monitoring service free. simplisafe.com/about. So, did you find my cereal? God damn it.
The guy who came up with butt chugging is the same guy who I think found out about the tampon slushy.
But how does he...
Whatever you call it.
How does he ask the guy? How does he ask butt someone slushy. First? How do you approach your friend? You're like, I think I should put cough syrup in my butt.
I think you're hanging out. I think you're like, you heard about it and you bring it up at a hang. So it's like one of those things where they go back out. They go out on the patio. The party's inside. They come out. All right. We'll go. Hey. Put train on. I love Drops of Jupiter. I'm just kidding. Great party, Darren. Mm. On the patio. Ah, dude, this is crazy. I'm getting fucked up. Dude.
Yeah,
I'm getting
me too.
Fucked up, man. Like, I'm going for it tonight. Oh, shit. Do you remember Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
So he told me, because I was like trying to get more fucked up, uh-huh. right? But I was like, dude, we ran out of beer. And like,
we're out of beer?
Not now. Oh, but okay, like, yeah. At this time, at this party. Uh-huh. And he had some fucking gum disease. Mm-hmm. So he had all this like shit going on in his mouth and he couldn't drink beer. And we were like, we still want to get fucked up though, right? And he was like, yeah. So it turns out you can fucking pour fucking cough syrup and beer and shit in your fucking asshole, dude. And get rage still.
Huh?
You heard me, dude.
But how come you don't just pour it in your mouth?
Nah, because he had the gum shit, man. He had the disease.
Yeah, but you don't.
I really felt like I was busted.
You were like, yeah, that's right, I know.
Wait, what? Don't tell anybody. Oh man.
I think, man, it is real. Such an uncomfortable thing to have to be like,
I think so.
Because you have to find the right friend who's told you something before that made you go, what?
Yes.
So if he's like, what's wrong with you? You can be like, well, you told me about the bird that you licked. You're like, yeah. What?
Yeah. You also have to audition. I do this with people that post things online. I go, if a guy posts like a lot of animal attack videos, yeah, probably not going to be my guy for current events.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, but also... he's my guy for fucked up. Like if he told me about the butt chugging thing, I go, oh yeah, you post all those crazy animals. You think it's funny when like old ladies get chased by cheetahs.
Yeah.
You also probably pour stuff into places that is not like a normal thing to do.
100%.
So that lines up.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it just comes out of nowhere from somebody that hasn't been living a life conducive to that activity,
yeah.
then like, you're like, man, I'm sorry. I can't like, now you're just a fucking weirdo. You know
what's funny is I post, like, sometimes I'll post weird news stories. And
people, yeah, where do you find these?
Oh, my God. People send me, Adam, people send me crazy.
There's a lot of them.
People send me personal crazy videos. Crazy. Like,
you want to show me one? We used to do this.
Oh.
Where you would pull up videos and show me.
Dude,
and get my reaction.
I just erased one because Beth was like, "There." I just erased one on my phone. This dude sent me something he popped on his face that, like, it looked like something from old England came out.
Dear God. Like, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, something from something from Jack the Ripper, you know? Something from way back, like, you were like, oh, that's been there.
How does that even get in your
there
body,
man?
There
was something. It was like a rusty, and when it shot out.
It was like a juice?
Yeah, but it made a solid noise against the mirror.
Like someone threw a nickel off a street corner?
Not a BB, but a little less than a BB.
Holy shit.
Like a kick. And I was just like, God.
Out of his face?
Out of the side of his cheek.
Do you ever watch Dr. Pimple Popper?
Yeah, I can't stop.
It's unbelievable. And I could do an hour on it. I've got about 6 minutes on it. That's already a lot.
Yeah.
But I am fucking, but every time I'm in Sacramento, Nebraska, somewhere where you're like, all right, like, is there a circus to go to? I'll probably stay in the hotel and watch some tube.
Right.
That show never disappoints with a new thing I haven't seen. Listen. And sometimes it's so crazy where they're like, literally, they're like, yeah, I've been living, I'm 54 years old and I've got a nick growing on the underside of my left elbow.
Yeah.
And it affects my speech a little bit because the top of the neck grows into my chin to my mouth just become one. Just, I got a chin mouth. So sometimes I just, and you're like 54 fucking years and no one in your life said,
you want to get that popped?
Ben.
Yeah.
We want you to come to the party next week, man. But you don't even try to cover that up.
Yeah, dude.
He's like, how am I supposed to? You go, I don't know, man. So maybe Saturdays are just not going to be your day this year.
Dude. This is what gets me. Whenever I hear someone like on these shows be like, yeah, no, how long has it been there? 5 years. What have you been?
I'd empty my bank account to take care of it. I don't care. Dude, the little, like, you know, moles and, like, if you got a weird fucking ear you know what I'm saying?
Look at this.
Hey, let the good times roll, man.
Have you ever seen me do that?
What?
Hold on. I can tuck my
ear
into my head.
Holy shit. It's like it's Fimo clay. Oh my God.
Yeah, there. You see how yours bend over? Mine are
no
flat.
Cartilage?
No cartilage. Mine are flat.
What happened?
I don't, you know, I got LV ears. Look at these.
But things. Guess what? Fine.
Yeah.
Hey.
They're bendy.
But that's a situation where you go, I'm going to let the cookie crumble. Whoa. I'll pay for the surgery.
Take back what I said.
I'll pay for the procedure. Hello, Peter Procedure. We've got a procedure. Oh, can you put on Peter? I'm calling Peter Procedure, the guy who fixes friends' ears.
The guy who does procedures. Hey, this is Peter.
Peter Procedure. So, yeah, that, fine.
Yep.
But that, dude,
yeah.
That's not a, you know, hey, God just makes us all different. Yeah, and that fucking, you just got to, dude, empty the bank account. This doesn't define you either.
My niece
has a mole. I'm like, yeah, that's a cute thing. Yeah. That's you. But if that mole grew into a foot, hey, guess what? You're out of school.
Yeah.
We're fucking cutting that off. And if it takes off part of your face, so be it. Yeah. At least you're half a face versus half a foot face.
Listen, you. I was going to. I like that one more. You said half a face. I was going to say full face, half foot. But. I like half
so
face.
So good to turn me into a horse.
Dude, if I had a foot growing out of my face.
What the fuck would you do?
Is that the
worst
place? Would
you still do stand-up?
Is that the, of course.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah, what else
That's
you
a new
do?
20 minutes.
Yeah, you can't be a bank teller. People are like, yeah, I'm going to.
What's your first line? If you walk on stage with a foot on your face, do you address it?
I'm going to say...
Couldn't find my shoe today.
No, I'm going to say... Maybe I would say something
wrong
like...
Wrong sock, wrong shoe. Oh, go ahead.
Wrong sock.
Like if he had a shoe on the foot.
Oh, you have the whole sock and shoe? Yeah. I might make a joke about eating a baby.
Funny.
Ate a baby backstage.
Funny.
Yeah, that would really turn.
Just not address it.
No. What if you never said anything? What if you just did, you Gucci Gucci'd yourself? Oh. You're like, Gucci Gucci?
You ever just tickle yourself? Yeah. Oh. Don't say that.
Well, what if the foot was here, if you were like.
Oh, if it's a tiny
somebody's
foot.
Somebody's feet smell.
Nice.
A tiny foot. Were you thinking about a real foot?
I was thinking like a big foot.
Oh my God.
Like a dangly.
Like a fucking,
leg, like part of a leg.
Like
and a foot.
Size 10?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking like a little baby foot.
That's funnier. And more realistic.
Is it?
I don't know, man. I don't know what's believable anymore.
I have to tell you, man. When I see people who have like the sixth toe or the sixth finger.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I was jealous of them.
Why?
I just thought it would be so cool to have
something to separate you from the pack.
Yeah, something that like
that was yours.
That no matter where you were, if you were like, I got a sixth toe, somebody'd be like, well, let's take
go
a look.
On.
Yeah. Somebody's gonna be like, let's take a look.
That's not a conversation stopper.
Oh, it's a starter. That's how we get the parts. And I think I'd run faster, one extra toe.
I think so. How could you not?
Right?
You don't think you could throw more accurately with six fingers, like as a quarterback?
I mean, if you had a six finger though, where you want it in the middle here?
I think so.
I think I might go one out over here.
If you could only keep one finger.
This one. Does this thumb count?
Man, the thumb is fucking, I love the thumb, but just know if it was just that all the time.
Yeah, but you could.
But you can signal like.
I mean, but you can still do this.
Point. Yeah, doing that's great.
I mean, you can still run off the field like this.
If you're leaving a party, though?
And you can still do this and this.
What's got more power, pointing at someone when you enter a party or leaving a party and pointing at them?
Leaving. If you don't say anything and you just point.
And slowly moonwalk out of the door?
Oh, my God, dude. I really have been practicing my moonwalk. I'm not lying to you.
For real?
Yeah. But
what a great thing just to pick up.
You know what, man?
Some people go, I want to get good at the piano. You're like, I want to be able to. Where are you going to use that moonwalk?
I'm going to read more books.
I'm moonwalking.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
That's how you're studying?
The only way I could read is if I moonwalked. So I just moonwalked around the track.
Wait, what do you want to?
I don't know. I told Beth one day, I go, I'm just going to start practicing moonwalking. And she was like, practicing for what? I'm like, just to get good. She goes,
is that something you got to give your wife a heads up on?
I think so.
So that she doesn't go.
Yeah.
She doesn't call anyone in your circle of friends and go, I think it's time we put him in a home. Because if you just start moonwalking with no explanation. Well, I don't know. She's cool as fuck. She'd just be like, this is a thing. But it's better to know.
It's better to know because I'm always looking at myself when I moonwalk.
Oh.
Because I have to make sure it looks good.
The footwork is
imperative. Yeah, but she was like, why? And I said, because I want to practice. She said, are you going to do it like on stage? I'm like, no. I'll do it at a party. You don't think I'm going to moonwalk at a party?
I think more
people. So much drink over?
Thank you. I think more people need to start being aware and accountable for what they're bringing socially to the table. And that being said, if you're not a magician, if you can't do a card trick outright out of the gate, if you got a funny story that you always tell at every party, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Hopefully you're going to a lot of places with different people where that story adds up. But
I like a little magic at a party.
I love a little magic. I love a lot of magic.
Yeah.
A guy that moonwalks, you're like, I'll go get you a drink and you moonwalk to the fridge. Back. Oh, that guy gets to decide when we turn the bubble jets on in the hot tub. You know what I'm saying? He has responsibility is what I'm getting at.
You know what? That guy brings his own bubble jets. This dude, when I have practiced moonwalking, I'm going to tell you the truth. It just makes me laugh.
Cool.
It did, man. I've just started doing shit that I like that is
well,
fun
so,
and weird and silly.
And that's what this special is. Here for the fun. Streaming on your YouTube page.
There were a bunch of decisions to be made. So
were you even planning on doing a special?
No.
But once you started getting up at Zany's in Nashville and doing this once a month show where you were doing stand up, then you were bringing musical fun in, then you have all these famous musical friends that are popping by to do stuff, and then you start posting clips and getting buddies to tape it, and it looks great and it sounds great and it's different. And you're like, oh, I'm going to expand on what I'm already doing, which is different stuff on the stage all around the country. So why not now put this all into one thing and
absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's the most me I've ever put into a special because I just, I had fun. And I did it at a place because I knew I wanted there to be crowd interaction. And so at those bigger places, it's really hard to do that.
Yeah.
The same way you do it in a club.
Yep.
And I know I'm my best comic when I'm doing that.
1000%.
For me.
Yes.
So like I know when it feels more like a conversation, that's when I'm at my best. So, and I was like, I'm going to do a little stand up front and then I'm just going to play music until it feels like everybody wants to get out of here. And I was going to cut the stand up, but everybody watched it was like, this is what your show's like on the road.
Yeah.
You do some stand up, you do some music, there's a lot of crowd interaction. It's like a living, just leave it all and don't. And they said, most importantly, there were a couple jokes I messed up and started over. They go, leave it. And I said, why? And they said, we liked it because it was like we were at the show.
Cool.
You didn't. So I didn't cut anything.
Cool. How long is it?
The only thing I cut was I did a costume change, obviously. So
yeah.
But it sounds so weird to do a costume change, bro.
I love it. I love it because it's just like, I don't know, man. We've had this conversation. The stage is there for your creative exploration.
There's not only one way to make people laugh.
The way that there is no comedy police, you know, as far as like people being like, you can't say that, you can't do that. It's all just fucking subjective. And that's truly why it's the greatest art form, because you are up there just you. And that's why when you see guys with fucking ventriloquists or puppets or music or whatever, it's like, wow, it's still just you. Like, you might have that instrument, you might have that this, but like, yeah, it's just.
Dude, at this special.
Look what Howie Mandel was doing.
In this special, right? Within the first 12 minutes, actually, in the middle of the first song. So I sing a song about a dude who with man boobs. And I had a buddy of mine come out.
Yep.
Shirtless.
And he's got him.
Gets him big, and he was shaking him.
Nice.
And early 60s, late 50s, stood up and just put.
And titty fucked him.
No, put his, his nipple in his mouth.
What?
Just cupped his nipple and put it in his mouth.
What?
And I was just sitting there like, I was still playing the song like, what's happening? Like, what is.
It's way funnier than what I said, by the way.
It was so crazy. But that's when I knew, I'm like, this show's going to be bananas.
Were you laughing so hard?
I was dying laughing.
Tell you this all the time. Your laugh makes people just laugh.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. People ask me this a lot about my stories and when I laugh on stage. So for me, when I tell a story, I try to keep as much truth as I can in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means I have to memorize less. And when I have to memorize less,
oh, cool.
That means I'm more in the moment. If I'm just retelling a story, I can really put myself back in that story. As long as I don't have to memorize specific words.
You know, the bullet points and the beats.
And I was there. So I can tell the story, yeah. Right? And so I've done this enough to where because I'm not memorizing it, I'm having fun in the moment again.
Cool.
So like when I laugh on stage, I'm having fun. Like, yeah. That's I love doing it. I mean, I can tell you do too, but I fucking love it. I'm genuinely having fun up there.
Why is Zany's the place you found is like home base right now?
Well, Brian and Lucy have not, they've just let me do whatever. Like, they're like, yeah, Brian Dorfman was just like, hey, your job is to make the people here laugh. And that's what you do. But, you know, and there's different comedy for everybody, yeah. You know? But it took me so long to be, can you imagine doing, how good does your music stuff do at the end of your shows? Crushes.
Yeah, when I do it, yeah. Yeah.
Crushes, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
Can you imagine doing it anywhere here? It just doesn't, they don't do the music here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, not as much. Avery and I have done it a few places, but yeah, not.
It's not, for whatever reason.
Not as much.
And I was just always nervous about bringing that guitar out.
Oh, man.
And because
you started doing it on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just, I was like,
where was the first place you did it where you go, all right, this crowd or the city, like, or you just felt comfy enough? Like, you were far away from home. Did you not have anybody with you? Like, what made you finally just go, fuck it, I'm going to try? Because trying anything, whether you're like, I'm going to post my first YouTube video, I'm going to make myself susceptible to critique on something new, is a big deal at any stage in life.
Yeah.
So take me through that.
I the first time I did it, I used to travel with a guy named Jeff Wild. And I
wrote for Chelsea.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he and I did the Wild Wolf Band. And so we went out, he would open for me. And then we'd do about three songs in between me and him. I would do about an hour and then he'd come back out and we'd do like four songs.
Cool.
And the crowd loved it.
What kind of songs?
Well, we would always write one song for whatever city we were in. So that was like the first, the, you know, those first three songs.
Yeah.
We would write one song about whatever city we were in. And then those first two songs were kind of light, fluffy. The ending songs were dark.
Yeah.
And they were like, life, like, cause they were like, oh, this is kind of nice. And when we came back on stage, it was like, oh, got it.
Whoa.
Yeah. 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 It was a nice turn, but I was like, oh, people like this. Mm. And the first time I did it by myself was touchy. Cause I'm not a good guitar player.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't plug the guitar in.
But you have it mic'd up.
Yeah. But kind of at a distance. I find when you plug it in, you can really hear what it sounds like. I keep it like a little bit away.
What is it like? You were telling me that like Luke Bryan,
all these people about the show in Zanies.
Yes, in Nashville.
We have a lot of people that like to come have a good time on stage. It has been like,
so a lot of these musical artists, it's like this is something that they're not doing in their lives. So you're their outlet and their connection to the comedy world to go have a goof.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
I bet there's more and more people like that too that just don't have the person.
Yo, Chris Kirkpatrick did a song on my special, dude. That dude.
Whoa. What, he's an NSYNC song?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, we wrote a parody to an NSYNC song.
Cool. Yeah. In the special?
Yep.
To which NSYNC song?
It's gotta be me.
It's a lot of good ones. That's a great one.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you change it to?
I mean, we wrote a song about uncomfortable times in your life.
Yeah.
Where you're going to need weed.
We're
going to need weed. And so it just was like,
a lot of times you're going to need it.
Yeah. I mean,
are you smoking here?
No.
Great.
Sorry. Yeah.
So is that a yes?
Boy, California's changed, man. Recall Newsom. That sucks. I got to stare at a green bush.
I can't
bush.
Smoke indoors anymore. This is bullshit.
That's me in 20 years.
Dude.
I'm going to yell about everything.
I have become a very much like more of an old dude.
For real?
Oh, my God.
Give me the top three things right now you do where you look in the mirror and you go, I'm a dude who's
older. This noise every time I get out of bed.
Yeah.
That one, okay. It doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time I make that noise or when I'm getting up or sitting down, Beth's always like, what's up, old man? I'm like, hey, if I could get back up, I'd be real mad right now. But super comfortable sitting down.
At least you're making the noise, though, and it's not your body making it. That's more concerning.
Well, I think it's coming out of my body through my mouth.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I think it's just
so you're twisting a knee. You're popping a back.
Yeah.
And you're coming in your pants.
Wow.
When you wake up.
By the way, that sounds like.
Hi, sharks.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're selling a product. Yeah.
Tired of going to bed, waking up without popping and locking and coming and jiving.
Yo, if that would be a terrible job at chiropractor if every time you popped your back, you came.
By the way,
he would be like, oh, man. Oh, okay.
Wait, the chiropractor comes every time he cracks someone's back?
Oh, the customer. Oh, the chiropractor would be psyched.
So that's why that guy goes.
Yeah.
Because every time he pops, he also orgasms.
Did you hear about the dude? There are people who can, dudes who orgasm out their butt.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, prostates.
Would you read this?
Yeah, they get their prostates milk and they come.
No. But like, I think there's like 2% of men in the world.
Out of their butt.
It's not getting milk.
So ejaculate out of the butt?
And now listen, I can't trust everything I read on Reddit.
Though. What?
But it seemed legit.
Look, everything on thisissomecrazybuttstuff.com isn't legit.
Let me go incognito real quick.
User posted. To where?
Let me go incognito and do some research.
Let's go to the deep dark web.
Have you ever been on the dark web?
No, man.
Well,
I mean, in high school, what does that mean, by the way?
I've seen those
sites, like beheading video sites.
Huh?
Yeah, dude. Oh, in high school. I can't remember. I think it was AOL online, I'd get fucking messages for chat rooms that were like, click on this. And I was like, hell yeah.
Rotten.com.
Rotten.com.
Oh, I remember Rotten.com.
Yeah. Where it was like, I mean, I think there were like pictures of famous dead people's like bodies up there. And then like, and I remember going to it a few times and then being like, you can't make this your thing.
That's probably good.
And also I was turned off by it. Yeah. You know, I saw it and was yeah, like,
if you were jerking off God. To it, you'd have been
yeah,
like,
if hey. I was like, maybe this rushing is... home from school to see a new beheading video. You might be a redneck. No.
I mean, running in with a box of tissues. Where are you going? New beheading.
Oh, yeah.
Yo,
your mom catches you watching that instead of porn. So confusing.
What would you rather walk in on your kid watching?
SpongeBob or the nightly news. No,
okay. Bestiality.
Oh. So far, we've got a loser.
I mean...
It's got a... yikes. All right, keep going.
Or bestiality.
With. No. Wait. I was like, yeah, those no, sounded like the same thing.
What would you rather have your kid walk in on? This is actually...
Bestiality. Serious. So that's no, not four, animal on animal. That's person on animal.
Let's change it.
All right.
Your kid's four. You walk in and you see your kid watching a video on how... to bury a body?
Oh, God.
Or how to build a bomb?
How old is my kid?
Six.
I think...
Oh, how to bury a body or how to get away with murder?
So not the bomb.
Wait, is it an easier choice?
Body, yeah. No, I think body and how to bury or...
Get away with murder?
Yeah, is in the same ballpark.
Okay.
Bomb is like... Because is that kid just wanting to do it for the sake of putting it together? Does he also like to take computers apart?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a mechanical engineering type part of his brain that he wants to access.
And one I feel like bearing
a body,
I'm dying.
There's only one way to look at that.
Yeah. One I feel like I'm dying and one I feel like other people are dying.
Yeah. Also.
So that's the decision really.
Unless he wants to work, he just truly wanted to work at a morgue. This guy is coming out of his ass.
It's Vice Magazine. Apparently it was a catheter issue.
Oh.
A rare complication from a catheter might have made this man ejaculate through his anus for 2 years.
By the way, again, two years. One time, and I'm like, as it's coming out my ass, I'm like, call the doctor! Call the doctor! Are you kidding?
By the way, this is
that a drawing of his asshole? No,
so this guy had it happen and just said, if it keeps happening for 2 years, then we'll go to the doctor.
That's it. He was like, his wife was like, should we go? And he was like, I'll give it 2 years.
Yeah. He goes, well, wait. Hey, hey, Mrs. Rush to conclusions.
Yeah. That was his moonwalk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
someone's a little jealous they can't come out of their ass. You're like, no, that's not it at all. It's just I have to sleep next to you.
Yeah. No more big spoon, little spoon.
What would make him come? Do we know?
I mean, but what if
well,
that,
I mean,
if that came out of his butt, what came out of the front?
We'll be right back.
I'm telling
oh my
you.
God. That's I see, mean, those are the Dr. Phil shows I miss. If he came out of his asshole, what's coming out of his wiener? We'll be right back.
Well, apparently there was shit in his piss, according to this article.
Jesus, man.
His tubes, 2 years.
His tubes were all crossed.
Hey.
His tubes were crossed. His wires were mixed.
2 years. I've got shit in my piss and cum out of my butt. 2 years?
Hey, easy, Garth Brooks. You're writing a new song. I've got shit in my piss. I've got cum in my butt. The world is round again.
Dude.
I don't know, man. Something about the world.
I just can't imagine that would take 2 years.
To figure out. But well, here's the thing, man. When you get medical phenomenons, how many doctors are equipped to handle that? Who are you going to? The anus expert?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the first guy. Yeah. 1,000%.
Hi, Peter Procedure here.
Peter, I got a procedure for you.
It's of the anal orient.
I just think that I would call somebody and be like, hey.
Call somebody, yeah. Who are you telling, by the way? Great question.
First
family
person?
Or friend?
Oh.
Or enemy? Just to get some sympathy.
I think the first person I'm telling... Oh, I mean,
a stranger?
That would
just to,
be...
Just to really test the waters.
What?
They're laughing.
I told you outside what that complete stranger said to me at the show.
No.
I was in Portland I was doing a show, and I do my late shows are wild.
Wild. For those of you listening, a Josh Wolf weekend of shows.
The Saturday Late Show
is a blast, but the Saturday Late Show is when shit goes.
It just goes
truly in any direction.
I'm super high. It's very interactive. See,
last show of the weekend.
Yeah.
We're going for it.
Let's see what happens. And they always run a little long, and but the people who come know it's gonna be a long show.
It's great,
and they're in it to win it.
Kind of knowing that is cool. Knowing that like it might be 3 a.m. when we go home. You know what I'm saying?
It's just gonna
you get
be
a different
good
person
time.
That comes out for that.
100%. And Jacob sometimes comes out.
Awesome.
It's amazing. And so we're at the end of a two hour. I said to the crowd, I go, what time is it? They're like 12:30. And I was thinking, I've been on stage for 2 hours. I was like, all right, we should probably get out of here, but let me do one more song. And so my late shows, a lot of times I'll let people raise their hand and ask a question.
Yeah.
I think it's fun. It just, so she raised her hand. I go, yeah. And she goes, and by the way, I tell this with, in all sincerity, I'm not making fun of this person at all. There's nothing about her to make fun of. What she said was maybe the biggest compliment somebody could give to somebody, just not the right time. So I go, yeah. And she goes, hey, I just want you to know I'm a COVID nurse, and I play your videos for terminal patients right before they pass. And I'm like, what? And then she says out loud, your face is the last face they see before they die. Now, it's the heaviest compliment.
Yeah, I was going to say,
yeah.
Thank it's you.
That's what I said.
Also, what did they then do before? Like, do they go,
yeah. Or were they healthy?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Mean, yeah.
Did I contribute to their...
Dude, because it's she, you know, she's giving it as the biggest compliment. Because
they get one last laugh. Is that what it is?
Yeah. She's basically
their last laugh. That's an insane thing to wrap your head around. Dude.
And like, not great out in front of the, you know, everybody was like, oh, heavy compliment. The biggest compliment. So I can't make fun of her. There's no way to make. All I can do is just say thank you. But she had a couple drinks, and so every time I said thank you, she just repeated it. And Jacob looked at me, and he was on stage, and he just walked off stage. And I was like, my son. I go, all right. And I go, thank you. And she says it again, and I go, and I just strum the guitar. I go, let's do one more. And she comes up to me after the show.
Oh, my
so
God.
So nice. It's the nicest woman. Yeah. She comes up. And I go, hey. And she goes, I probably should have told you this here in the meet and greet. And I go, yeah, this is the spot. The biggest compliment in the world. But yeah. Like,
heavy.
So heavy.
Were you too high to handle the heavy? Can you be too high?
I can be too high. I was last night.
Mm.
But no, I wasn't too high to handle the heavy. But it was the first time I can honestly say I did not know how to handle that situation.
Mm.
I've seen or had a... everything I can think of thrown at me. Literally. I've had bottles. I mean, everything I can think of.
People rush the stage?
Oh, yeah. In Nashville.
And?
I got so lucky. There was a guy who wanted to come beat the shit out of me.
On stage?
Oh, yeah. He was coming.
Does that ever scare you? Because I've only thought about that a few times.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean,
because it's happened.
You've seen the security at most comedy places.
Only a handful of places to really want to step in.
Oh,
and
sure.
They know that.
Yeah.
And that's not new information.
Yeah.
A lot of places wait to maybe see how the show also goes. And I think it is on the comic to kind of reach out and be like,
100%.
Hey, who can I talk to if we need
that's
to take care
do.
Of something?
That's what I do.
Just let me know so that I'm not going into this blind and so that I'm not on stage being like, hey, where are you guys? Like, hey, man, communicate. Get on the same page with us. But very few places do want to interject because I think they know, hey, man, people be crazy.
Yeah, but also like if people are laughing, it's hard for them to judge when the right time to jump in.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm sure, have you ever been having a good time with somebody and somebody jumps in and you're like, oh, I wish they hadn't jumped in.
Yeah.
You mean like security or somebody?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, right. I try to wave them off real quick.
Me too.
And just tell them
me
got
too.
It so that they don't dictate the moment. It's almost like a ref throwing a flag on the play. And you're like, dude, just let them play, man.
For me, my one line is this. If you're talking to me and we're having a good time, I'm in it. If you're having a conversation at your table, I got almost a zero tolerance.
1,000%.
Right? Because it's not just that you're ruining the show for the people around you.
And there's always residual chatter. And there's like, oh, commenting on that joke.
That's fine.
If you need to quickly whisper like about where you're if you're going to, but if it's anything about like, what are we doing after this?
Or if it's just that's a conversation,
That truly can happen after.
Yeah,
be in the moment.
Yeah.
But
I loved your video that you put out, man. Because that dude tried to alpha you.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that can't happen at your show.
I think that the way people view you in control of the show,
it's really important.
Matters.
Oh.
And I think that you can lose it if you don't maintain it. And when you are put in a position where someone tries to take it from you, you can kill it with kindness and still sit on the throne.
You
without...
gave him an out a couple times.
I gave him an out. I also even like just broke down and was like, you know, had enough wherewithal to be like, you do realize that like you came at me, right?
Yeah.
Like I kind of was like asking your gal why she was texting, what she was texting. And then before it really even got to, if she had just been like, cause look, I know how to read the room. I asked her, oh, you were texting. And she goes, oh, I wasn't. I go, really? Just now? You don't remember texting? And then he jumped in and goes, she was texting the worst show ever. If she had literally put her foot down one more time and been like, nope, I'm savvy enough to go,
yeah,
this isn't funny.
Yeah.
She doesn't want any part of it.
Yeah.
It's weird if I try to pry. So I make a joke or I whatever. And I know how to kind of just move back on with the show.
Yeah.
Honestly. That's what would have happened. And I was anticipating that happening because I could feel her not wanting to engage, not wanting to say who she was texting, which could have very well been a different guy based on this guy's fucking complete being. But you know what I'm saying? Like, then he jumped in and he flexed and it's like, oof, now you're trying to make me look bad on my, like, this is my shit. And you're trying to, in one moment, and you want to stay. You want to go, fuck you, and then you want to stay and watch, and you think I'm going to let you. That's just human on human shit there too, mm-hmm. man. Take it outside the comedy club. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Also, like, for what he does, and apparently he was a cop, it's like, just flip it around, man. Like, if I'm, you know, in his face while he's trying to handle some sort of an arrest or something, fucking taunting him, don't you think at some point he'd be like, get the fuck out of here?
Yeah. Yeah, at the end of the day, man, like, you're the pilot. And the pilot has to be in control of the plane or people get nervous.
Yeah, dude.
Do you know?
I mean, have you had a pilot get on the plane and go, seatbelt?
Yeah.
And that's all they say?
Or
seatbelt.
What if you... just want everyone to know, this is my first solo flight. So, I mean, I'm excited. I'm nervous. It's a little bit of both, but I know we're going to have a good time and wish me luck. I'd be like, dude.
I'd be...
You ready for this?
I'd be like, April Fools, is that coming next? Do I get off the plane?
Where's my parachute? We were on the runway at LAX. And this was pre-pandemic. And it's night. Everybody's shades drawn. Everybody's about to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And there had been a delay getting on the plane.
Okay.
And so we're backing out. And the flight attendant comes on and goes, hey, everybody, sorry we're late. It was unavoidable. He said, if you lift up the shades on the right side of the plane, go ahead, lift them up. Everyone lift them up. He goes, you'll see that plane on fire right there. And we were like, what? He goes, yeah, it just caught on fire for no reason. Nobody knows why. Well, all right. So our flight tonight, and I'm like, what the? The dude had us. We were all getting ready to go to sleep. And this dude goes, look out the window to the burning plane.
Yikes. This guy's got a dark sense of humor.
Yo. And then he's like, all right, everybody. So our flight tonight's going to be 3 hours. We were like, the fuck?
This guy was the guy who was sending me the beheading links through AOL Instant Messenger. This guy's a sick fuck.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
Look out the window for the beautiful view of the Grand Canyon. Hey, there's a family that's falling out of the sky right now.
This is where that last family died. The guy sitting next to me.
But he said it in a calm pilot voice.
No, it was the flight attendant. He was
what?
It was the flight attendant. And we all shut the blind. And I look at the dude sitting next to me and he goes, I'm not going to sleep a wink. And I was like, yeah.
Hilarious.
I don't blame you. I mean, if I hadn't been so dosed up, I probably wouldn't either. I have to fly high.
You do?
I have to.
Because
I like to sleep.
On every flight, whether it's an hour.
I'm a FedEx package, man. I'm asleep before it takes off.
That plane is just getting you from point A to point B.
I don't generally remember any of the flight.
You don't want to listen to a podcast, watch a movie, nothing.
I'm asleep, man.
Have you always been that way?
I just, you know, the it goes so much quicker.
Do you have a neck pillow?
Huh? What'd you call me?
Do you have a neck? Oh. Do you have a neck?
Holy shit.
I haven't seen you in a while, man.
I do not have a neck pillow.
How do you sleep then? Because I am constantly getting just tweaked.
No, I go hoodie, headphone, sunglass, mask, and I basically asphyxiate myself. Whew, I don't Porky Pigged it. I did.
I Porky Pigged it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll put some music on, but I'll sleep right through that.
What music? Just some real chill, like spa music or like the Wallflowers?
No, I can fall asleep to any music. So I just hit shuffle and we go. Like I can fall asleep to Soundgarden. I can fall asleep to.
Have you been real baked and woke and had someone wake you up and be like, hey, man, we're shaking and baking. You might want to make some phone calls.
No, but I did have somebody wake me up and go.
I just came out of my ass. You know, I go, huh? Oh, I thought I could tell a stranger before I tell my family.
He said, Adam Ray. Yeah. He said, he shook me. I go, yeah. I was annoyed. I'm like, what is this stranger?
Oh, anyone that wakes me up that I don't know.
Sit next to me. He shakes me. He shakes me. And I'm like, yeah. And he just looks at me and he goes, you going to fart like that for the whole flight? I guess I was farting in my sleep.
You're going to fart like that?
He goes, you're going to fart like that for the whole flight?
This guy's the fucking fart police.
What? He goes,
fart police.
You've been farting in your sleep.
He could hear you or smell you. Sometimes you just know that it's coming from A.
It was definitely
AA, and you're in 8B.
It was definitely a little of both because I was on leather seats. If it had been a cushion, you know, sometimes you can just push it into that cushion and nobody ever. You know what I mean?
Leather seats, not only does a leather seat just like, it boomerangs it back into the sky.
But that cushion is like a fart purse. It just holds them all for you. And then it's up to you when you want to open the purse up and let it. All you got to do is just do one adjust.
One little tiny movement. This guy saw God.
Have you ever sat in an office chair that nobody's been in and you sit down and then just get a wave of ass? Somebody just farted in the cushion 50 times yesterday. But nobody's pushed it out yet.
Sucks. No.
You've never sat in a fart chair?
And just smelled it.
It just comes up. You're like, oh, it's like nine people's assholes that come flying at your mouth. By the way, great band.
The great band. Yeah. That's a reason to keep wearing the mask on the airplane, too. Think about the amount of stuff you just swallowed.
Yeah.
The same way they say, like, you know, when you sleep, you swallow spiders.
What? Who says that?
Oh, when I was a kid, I remember hearing that rumor.
Yeah, 8 spiders a year.
8 spiders a year when you sleep.
What do you mean?
Crawl into your mouth and swallow.
Why do they do that? How do you know I swallow them? Maybe they just crawl out. The way down?
Yep. And you have 8 spiders a year. Who came up with this?
I don't know. It was like one of those tow truck driver facts.
What?
I didn't know it was from those guys. Yeah. Since when were they the Encyclopedia Britannica?
Every tow truck driver tells me a weird shit like that.
Really? Like what?
Yeah, like, you know, you smile. Yeah, because I have shitty cars, so I have this experience a lot.
Amazing. So they have like little anecdotes
because they just drive around talking to strangers all day.
They've got sayings and catchphrases and little keepsakes.
Yeah, yeah, little Uncle John's bathroom reader style stuff.
Like what? Can you toss one at us?
A guy once told me that if you spray saline into a payphone, quarters fly out. If you get like a salt, if you spray salt water into the quarter thing, I swear to God, the quarters will just fly out.
Really?
Wow.
I don't know about really, but he told me that.
First of all, what's a payphone? I mean, when did he tell you that? 1982?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy.
He's just like, you know, little people are just tiny parents. You're like, what?
What?
Yeah. Just got like. Yeah, those are the people, too, that you, I don't know, you get stuck next to that guy on the airplane. Oh, he definitely is going to call you out for farting.
Well, I don't blame him. I don't blame him. I mean, it's not, look, everybody knows that it happens, but, like, to not be cognizant of the noise that it's making, you got to get your shit together. I don't blame him. That's how hard I sleep on planes, dude.
You're just Audi 500. That's
it for me.
You sleep on planes because you're exhausted from making the world laugh.
Well, that was a nice turn.
Josh Wolf, your new special called Here for the Fun is out now on YouTube.
It is, my man.
Probably amassed millions of views at this point. You got millions of subscribers on YouTube.
I do.
You're making the rounds. You're getting it out there. Everybody share it. You're going to be posting clips probably like a madman because that's how your shit blew the fuck up, right?
I will post clips. And like, I'm so excited for people to see the music, man.
Yeah.
Because it's about half originals, half parodies. And I brought some people on stage that could play music. It's just
awesome.
It's just fun, man. And look, I am finally having just fun on stage again. It just
took a beat to find it again. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Just to be like, oh, this is what I want to do tonight. And so if you see 5 shows of mine over the weekend, none of them are the same.
Wow.
It's not great for my career, but it's a lot of fun on stage.
Says who, man?
I don't know. I mean, you should probably be, I don't know. I love it.
I think that's the winning formula, is find something that you love to do fulfilling the masses. And then it's just about, you know, the timing of the world and what people are into, like catching on.
Dude, when we did it in Portland, by the way, I just have to tell you, in Portland, a homeless dude heckled me. It might be the funniest thing anyone's ever said to me in public.
He was in the show?
No. Nope.
Outside of the show.
I was walking down downtown Portland. This guy looks at me and he goes, "Hey, any change?" I go, "No." And he goes, "Yeah, you look like you wouldn't."
Got him.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, got it.
Dude, I like that. Yeah. Yeah, Portland does have a sassy bum, you know?
Saucy bum.
Saucy bum.
Yeah, I gave him $20, though.
Yeah, that was
I knew
nice.
I was going to use
just
that.
For the zinger?
I'm going to use that joke on stage.
I had a guy in Nashville follow me on his bike for about 8 blocks.
No.
And then he got me just to take a right into an ATM. But he told me jokes the whole way. He goes, "I'll tell you jokes the whole way to the ATM." And I was like, "That's worth it."
Did he?
Yeah. I gave him $40.
I had an Uber driver in St. Louis take out a joke book. It was a 1,001 joke book.
That's awesome.
Do you know what he started on?
No.
He goes, "How you feel?" He goes, "How you feel about Jew jokes?"
Oh, is he your Uber driver? Awesome, dude. Can we get more Uber drivers that just
he's got
go
this
for
book,
it?
1,001 jokes, and he's just like, "How you feel about Jew jokes?" I'm like, "Let's hear them." Yeah.
"Gentlemen, start your engine." Yeah, I'll take 2 scoops of fuck yes.
It's such a weird thing to say to a stranger.
It is, dude.
Just holding up the book.
He also doesn't give a fuck, dude. He's driving Uber. And not that that's like a slam. It's just that like you've gotten, maybe he's had 7 or 8 people that were just like putting on headphones and didn't want to be bothered. So now he found someone he can like shoot the shit with. So he's like, "I'm going to go for it. I'm jumping in the deep end without a
floaty." I feel like he's the Jew joke offer has probably hit well for him before, which is why he opened with it.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean? I think that if he's counting his most successful offers, Jew joke is at the top. So he opens with it.
Here's what I want to know, though. If you had been like, "Not really my cup of tea," what is he coming back with?
Oh, I mean, I think he goes Mexican.
What if he just goes, "What about fat Jew jokes?"
And you go, "I'm in." Get me. Yeah, I'm in. I always like it when the Uber driver's a little bit.
You like to chum it up with the Uber drivers?
You know what? If I think they're going to be weird.
Yeah.
Like I had a dude, he loved Styx, the band. And I was like, I'll have to be really well. If you just serenade, turn Styx on and just sing with Styx, serenade me to Styx. This dude just sang Styx to me the entire ride. Oh, wow. I'm Whole Foods, all the way from my place to Whole Foods. Wow. He just sang Styx on. He got into it and shit. Yeah, yeah.
And then when you got out, did you say thanks?
I got his number and I said, "Well, can I call you and have you drive me around personally?" He's like, "Yeah."
For real?
Yeah. And he goes, "Do I have to sing Styx every time?" I'm like, "What other bands do you know?" So it was fun. Like if Beth and I would go on a date, he'd come over and I go, "What are you singing to us tonight?" And we'd sit in back.
This
and
is a great business model, dude.
He'd serenade us with, you know, what he thought he sang well.
He needs to get a little mic and a little speaker in the back.
This dude had, I forget his name, but it was a very Armenian name. And his accent for the songs were perfect. And he really just crushed it. We had so much fun. And he would come over and get us. And, you know, he'd be warming up. He was like, I've been warming up for you the whole time. I'm like, hell yeah.
Was his name David, Nerek, Hake, Gore, Tigran? These are the most common Armenian names.
That was his whole name right there.
David, Nerek, Hayek, Gor, Tigran.
I think, yeah.
If you could change your name to anything right now, what would it be? Josh Wolf.
When I was in high school, I for sure wanted to change my name to Dylan.
Dylan Wolf? Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dylan Wolf.
That guy, fucking, that guy comes out of his ass. But only when he wants
to. Yeah, exactly. When he's like, get ready, hold on, I'm about to come out of my ass, and
yeah,
did it.
He's the guy. Yeah. Wow. That's the guy that gets that uses uses the Wi-Fi at a hotel he's not staying at. You know what I'm saying? He's got that type of confidence.
Let me tell you what this dude does. This dude grows one of those giant mustaches in a day.
Dylan Wolf. He's the guy, he's like, when he's 24 and your daughter's like, just turned 18, your dad's like, I like that guy.
Dylan Wolf.
Okay, you going out with Dylan again? Good.
Good guy.
Good guy.
Yeah. Like him. Like his style.
But like, and Dylan just crushes it with parents. You know,
one of those dudes who, like, you would think parents weren't going to like him, but he comes over and he's just got that charm.
Charms,
the mom likes him. The mom charm. A little bit.
If you can get him, do you think it's more important if you're like, for Jacob, your son, were you like, hey, man, you know, make an impression with the mom or the dad of the girl you're dating? Who do you tell him to go after as far as like trying to build rapport?
The mom.
Always.
Yeah.
Because dad hates you, like, regardless, yeah. Right? As a dad, you're looking for a reason to kick someone's ass.
And if the dad likes you and the mom doesn't, you're still gone. Yeah. If the mom likes you and the dad doesn't, it doesn't matter.
There it is.
It doesn't matter.
Wow.
It really doesn't. Like,
dad will just sit on the chair and not look at you when you come in to take pick her up for the dance.
Yeah.
Mom will be like, get off the chair and at least come say hi.
And you're going to make that noise.
And you look at me and go, yeah, you look good. So you guys, where are you going again? Yeah. What time are you coming home? You're like, I don't know, man.
Listen, you know what? I remember telling Jacob, okay. I remember telling him one time, I go, hey, be home by midnight. And he was like, I think it's going to be 1. And I was like, be home by 11.
Price is Right $1'd you.
He goes, I think it's going to be 1. I go, be home by 11. He was like, you said midnight. I go, be home by 10. He was like, okay, you got it.
Holy shit.
That's what we do with.
Wait, so then when did he come home?
Midnight. Dude, did I ever tell you about when I threw away the Game Boy?
No.
And then my oldest son. I think the most important thing you can do with your kids, besides love them, obviously, is do what you say you're going to do.
Accountability.
Do what you say you're going to do. Because you're going to save yourself a lot of problems. So my oldest son was 8. He brings his... And this, at the time, the Game Boy was a very expensive gift for me.
Hey, let's be honest. The Game Boy was probably, if you really broke it down, the most popular toy game.
Gotta be.
And I would be willing to say top 3 of all time.
Gotta
People
be.
Go, what about Tickle Me Elmo? What about fucking...
Monopoly.
Monopoly or the Beanie Babies. No. Game Boy was everything. And it was the first, like... And it was Nintendo, which was on top of the world.
So dumb.
So there's a prized possession.
And we...
And he's 8.
Yeah. And we were... Look, this is a time when I was living... I was a single dad. I was living in one room. Having a Game Boy was a big deal.
Yep.
And so he brought his Game Boy to school one day. And I told him, I go, hey, don't bring that again or I'm going to throw it out. And as soon as I said it, I was like, damn it. Because I know he's going to bring it again.
And he doesn't fucking think that you're going to throw his Game Boy out. You're going to waste your own money.
No way. And he thinks I'm dumb. He doesn't think I'm going to catch him. That's the most important thing. So I see him put it in his bag the next day. And we go on the way to school. I give him like, hey man, anything you want to talk about? Anything in your bag you want to leave?
Oh, he hid it.
He was just in his bag. And I go, anything you want to leave? Anything? And I gave him opportunity. No judgment. If you want to leave, whatever you want, no judgment.
Hey boy, any game?
Any? yeah.
Give me back?
Yeah. Nothing. He gets out of the car and I'm like, shit. Pick him up at school, drive home, have a great conversation. How was school today? Great. Blah, blah, blah. We walk up we get in the elevator. We're walking down the hallway in the apartment complex. We pass by the trash chute. I go, hey man. And he goes, yeah. I go, you want to throw away that Game Boy? You want me to? And he goes, what? I said, do you want to throw away the Game Boy? Or do you want me to? He started to cry, and I was like, I'm assuming that means you want me to.
I'm assuming you're not going to be able to emotionally pull this one off,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I got it.
Well, you contemplate, you know, what it's like to cry in front of a trash chute. I'm going to go ahead and take away 8, 9, and 10 for you.
Took it, threw it away. We're walking down the hallway, but this, okay. We're walking down the hallway.
You didn't chase after it, make a noise?
It did make a noise. It clunked the whole way down. Gung, 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 gung. And there was like a pause, and then it went.
It was like the last game of Tetris it was never going to play.
We get to the door, and I open the door, and I go, listen. You have to know about your dad that I mean what I say. And so if I say don't do it because this is going to happen, that's what's going to happen.
This is a small example.
And I was like, and I'm really sorry that had to happen, but this is, you know, this is what the deal is. And I love you. And I go, you okay? And he goes, yeah. And then he looks at me and he goes, but I know what I want for Christmas. And I was like, damn it. I had to buy him another fucking Game Boy. I hadn't thought about that.
Oh my God.
He was just like,
yeah.
Yeah. He just was like, yeah. Oh, you think you got me? Here's another bill for the next Game Boy. So you yuck up your lessons.
You get to cancel Christmas too?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
He basically was like, who's learning the lesson this time? Find the money for the other Game Boy.
Eight. That makes total sense.
No, dude, I was just like,
what a power play. Yeah.
Because did I win? I bought another.
Yeah. But did he fucking bring it to school again?
Maybe. He probably hit it better.
Yeah, probably.
I mean.
Yeah. I don't know, man. He moved out shortly after. Yeah.
He was 22 at the time, which was weird.
Yeah, I didn't really feel like enforcing the rules, though. Wow, dude. Well, those types of things you can't even prep for. Like, you sang it in the moment like that. That's just the fact that you even had that sort of, you know, chutzpah to even pull that trigger is a big deal.
But
that's what scares me is maybe being a pops is like having to just have that split second, like you have an opportunity to teach a lesson. Are you going to do it or is it going to go by? It's almost like with a joke. If the timing, if you miss the timing on saying something, you can't say it later in the saying, go, remember this? Like, you can't go back and, hey, remember when you fucking, I saw you, give me that shit. It doesn't carry as much weight.
Nah, not as much in the moment. Look, this is what I wish somebody had told me going into parenthood. One, they don't listen to a word you say, but they watch you.
Yeah.
And so even if you don't talk about drinking, if they see you drinking all the time, if you don't talk to them like an asshole, but you're talking to other people like an asshole.
Yeah.
That's what they're soaking up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The other thing, don't sweat the small stuff. You can, especially when they get older, you can correct them all day. They're going to do things wrong all day. But then you're just the person you got to let some of that shit go and enjoy the time. Enjoy it. You know what I mean? They don't need to be told every time they do something wrong.
No.
They just don't, because that's all day. That's all day. And then just have fun, man.
That's great advice.
Have fun, because they're going to remember the fun.
They are.
They're gonna
remember the lessons you tried to teach them.
They're gonna remember the fun and the weird stories and the day that you skipped school to go to Disneyland.
Wow.
They're gonna remember all. Think about the things you remember as a kid.
Yeah.
You don't remember. You remember. It's like, do you remember that time Tommy fell off the roof? Like, you remember the fun, the weird shit.
Yeah.
And so I always tried to make sure I did that with them, because we have great stories. You know, you're gonna be a great dad, dude. Come on, get the fuck out of here.
I gotta do it. I'm almost 40. I think 40 is about the right time. I don't want to do 45. That feels like, because I've been talking about this on stage. When I was 9, I had a friend on my soccer team. His dad was 80. I didn't know you could do that.
80 years old?
Yeah, American.
Wait, and the kid was 9?
Yeah.
Woo!
So he's walking around, and I was just like, it was tough to relate. Where he's like, I heard there's a new Raisin coming out. He's like, when? I was like, I just made that up. Fuck you, bitch. You know. But he was just he was old. It was weird. I knew dads in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, and he was fucking 80.
Yeah.
And he was at our soccer games, and it was just like, he was a grandpa-dad combo, you know? Like when KFC and Taco Bell first joined forces.
Yeah.
You were looking at him being like, you can't do both, man.
Yeah.
You are one or the other.
Yeah, this dude, he
was 80 as a dad, that's too late.
Yeah, he fought in the first Great War. Yeah, like, this is an older dude. 80 as a dad.
80's too old.
Yeah.
So I think if, you know, but also fuck, I don't know. That's something kind of baller about it, where he's like, you got fucking 7 years with me. Enjoy it. Don't be a dick. Let's get it all in. I'm going to be dead soon, man. Just get it in.
You can just keep saying it.
And I'm
going to
get it in, you know?
You can keep saying it. I'm going to die soon, so.
My mom starts to say that to me now. She's like,
no.
Yeah, but in jokingly, she's like mothering me too much. She's like, I'll be dead soon. Shut up. But as a joke.
You will if you keep mothering me. You're right.
Man, can you?
Here, drink some of this.
Yeah. I am trying to get her to smoke more pot for arthritis.
Yeah, why don't you just take it instead, the edible?
I think she's too nervous. She'll just fucking freak out and like munch away on stuff.
Why don't you try with one of those
panic attacks and like
one that's heavier CBD?
Yeah.
Because
just
calmer.
Slip it in.
It's calmer.
And I'm trying to give her some of the
you
gels.
Slip it into your mom.
What's that?
Is that what you said?
Do you want to hear a great joke?
Yeah.
Joke I had when she first got married to my stepdad. His name's George, last name Cox. Her name's Carolyn, but her nickname's Puddin. So I go, Puddin's. So her now her name is Puddin Cox. I go, thank God George's last name wasn't Cox in the butt. Is my mom Puddin Cox?
Puddin
in
Cox
the butt.
In the butt. Yeah, yeah.
And about four people laughed in a room of about 12.
Well, go, listen,
that's not enough to say it again.
No, but if you were a Major League Baseball player, you'd be in the Hall of Fame. That's betting 333. By the way, one of the best nights of my life, that roast.
That roast that will never never see the light of day. God damn it.
It's so crazy that nobody will ever see that night.
Yeah, that is great.
It was such a bananas night.
Yeah. I was just telling somebody about Brent Morin about hanging with Pedro, because he's like, it's my favorite picture of all time.
Crazy.
I was like, yeah, dude, that was, got to kick with that guy at Fenway in the owner's suite, watching Poppy get his jersey retired. Speaking of retiring, you are not, but James Lipton did when he died. Josh, Inside Actors Studio is one of my favorite fucking shows, and I'm going to close this out with a 10-question, get-to-know Josh Wolfe questionnaire.
All right.
I'm James Lipton. You're Josh Wolfe. Okay. Here we go. Josh Wolfe, what is your favorite word?
Happy.
What is your least favorite word?
Cockknuckle.
What turns you on?
Cockknuckle.
What turns you off?
Cockknuckle.
What is your favorite curse word?
My favorite curse word, honestly?
Legit, yeah.
You know what I really do love? I love fuck nuts.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I love, hey, fuck nuts.
Yeah, because it's like, it's silly enough.
Yeah.
It gets the job done. Yeah. But it also lets you know, like, oh, I don't hear this one a lot. This guy means business.
You know
what did I do?
The other one I liked is, but only when Joey Diaz would say it, is fucko. He'd go, hey, fucko.
Yeah. That's old school. But you got to come from a place where, like, fucko was, like, common knowledge.
Yeah. Hey, fucko is just something you say. Hey, fucko. Hey, fucko.
It also sounds like an old cartoon character that just didn't fucking, they got... He didn't get
here
a full.
Comes Funko.
He didn't get a full season order. They were like, we can pick up fucking Dastardly Do-Right or Funko the superhero cat.
Funko was like, what? I thought the catchphrase hey Funko was gonna really catch up.
Yeah, yeah, not for kids. Yeah, Funko. What sound or noise do you love?
You know what? Honestly, for a long time, I had the sound of when my kids were all under the age of 7. They were all laughing.
Whoa.
And that sound of that pure joy laughter.
Can't replace it.
No. I erased it because I got high one night and thought it was something else.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
How long did you have it for before you just hit the switch?
Probably 11 years.
We can redo it, right?
Yeah, I'll just fake it. Get Capture. Some other kids.
There's so many sound bites of kids laughing on the internet.
I'll just use somebody else's.
You fucko. What profession other than your own? Than your own, would you like to attempt?
Ooh, baseball coach.
Whoa, what a great answer.
You played
baseball.
Yeah. And I coached, you know, when Jacob was growing up, but I love it, man. I love baseball and I love teaching and I love being around team. Like, I love all that stuff.
Dude, that's your next fucking move, man.
Comedian baseball coach?
Wow, dude.
I do think, though, I think you're right. The singing Uber to serenade you is not a terrible business model.
No.
With a little Mr. Microphone in his hand?
Yes. And it's like
or a headset.
People like dueling piano bars. Also, you get tired of listening to the radio. Usually doing your own shit, it's an extra way, too. You can just be like, hey, man, $5 a song. You don't want to at least hear one?
Are you telling me right now that we shouldn't sign up for Uber, get in costume as a duo, and when people pick us up, we both have one of the mic things on and we sing to them.
We sing to the Uber drivers?
We sing to our passengers.
Oh, we're
you
Uber
and
drivers.
I are a duo.
We got to sign up for Uber then.
That's what I'm saying. We sign up for Uber.
Can we do this? Is it illegal to... Or why don't we just...
Sure.
Anyone can sign up for Uber, right?
Yeah.
Just a background check.
So we sign up for Uber. We put the... We get costume. We,
wow.
We get the headset. And when they get in...
Sounds like some James Corden shit.
Well, then I'm out.
But it'll be... No, but it'll be edgier.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, funny.
Yep. You heard it here first, Corden. Shots fired.
That's right. Listen, I feel confident that I could take it.
In a fight?
I think so.
I'd pay to see that fight.
Man, I think, honestly, my age... Look, I got 30 seconds of fight in me. And then I think I'm going to get real tired.
That's a lot.
Is it?
I think so. Look at most of these fights that go on. 30 seconds, you're already just like,
dude,
waiting for someone
to... Can you imagine if your job was to get punched in the face?
Josh, what profession would you not like to do?
A boxer.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
I got the weed.
God coming in hot. If God just had a bowl locked and loaded, ready to go, wouldn't that be fucking... Why don't they paint that picture of heaven?
I
think more
I
people
already
will
do.
Probably...
When I think of... Like, if I think of... If you're telling me there's a place after where we get to go chill, there's weed and there's mushrooms. And there's the old school ecstasy, not this stuff that's killing people.
Are you going to be on mushrooms at my wedding?
If you allow me to be.
I'll allow you to take whatever and be whatever on.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
And where? Do we know where this is?
Arizona.
In April?
April, yeah.
Yeah. All right. And what are you doing on New Year's? Do you know?
Vegas. Why? What were you going to do?
I'm in Arizona. I didn't know if you guys were going to be there.
Oh, that would have been awesome. Where?
Tempe.
Damn it.
It's going to be a good time.
Fuck, I wish I knew that.
I think we should plan something, though.
We should.
I'll look at your schedule and maybe we can figure out.
That'd be awesome.
Because a surprise show up would be
amazing.
Oh, and
doing a New Year's thing would be really cool. My buddy Jer's down there, the guitar player, could come out.
Oh, yeah.
Should use him anyway.
I almost brought my guitar today.
Fuck.
Just to fuck around.
Next time.
Absolutely. Buddy, thank you.
Josh Wolf here for the fun. YouTube everywhere. Tell me something good, the podcast. JoshWolfComedy.com for tour dates.
Yeah, and Jacob and I are starting a podcast called Hey Man.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Your son Jacob's hilarious, and you guys have a good back and forth. You should retell the Game Boy story.
Yeah.
But see, does he... know the full story?
Oh, he does.
Has he like retold it? It'd be interesting to hear it from his perspective.
You know what's crazy? He and I did Sickler's podcast yesterday together.
Oh, great.
And to hear his perspective, you know, all my stories are about him.
Yeah.
So to hear his perspective, not only about the stories, but about growing up with me as a dad. It was,
wow.
And you know, Sickler's good at bringing things out of people.
So good.
And so I heard some things I had never heard before.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's always a good sign when someone ends your podcast by plugging a different podcast that they're on. Good night, everybody.